At dusk, a soupy miasma smothered the Phoenix King, its tendrils slipping across Indrogne's scales, pawing at Anarian's face with wet, slimy fingers. A stench of eternal decay, of charnel morass and rotting swamp, burned Anarian's throat and eyes. Through stinging tears, with cracked voice, he cried out,
"Be gone!"
Lugubrious voices swallowed him up, words sliding into his ears like moist mud, seeping and slipping through his mind in the most disgusting fashion.
"When all is dead, who shall you slay? When the corpses are as mountain ranges, and fetid blood fills oceans, what then? Think you to destroy death itself? Think that you are eternal, never to be touched by the flies and the worms? Fodder you are, flesh and bones, and blood and skin, and nothing more. When the demons are gone, would you raise this weapon against disease, and strike down old age, and slice through hunger? Nothing is forever. Save us, for in all life there is death."
"All things follow their natural course, and I would no more fight nature than try to cut apart the sky. But your kind wantonly spread plague and famine in most unnatural course, and you too shall feel the pain of destruction. You are not death, nor its servants. Merely vassal messengers of putridity and decomposition. Death comes to all mortals, and with the Godslayer in my hand, it will come to the immortal also."
"Heed our warning. Turn back."
But Anarian urged Indrognir higher and higher, until they breached the rank cloud and flew on through the starlit sky. The following dawn, the crimson sky was filled with rain, so that it seemed as if the air itself cried blood. Each drop, falling upon dragon scale and link of armor, rang as if blade against blade. Every sliding droplet screeched like metal torn or throat slit. As the shower became a downpour, Anarian and Indrognir were surrounded by the din of battle. The arrhythmic clashing and wailing, overlapping to form words, bellowed so fiercely that Anarian feared for his hearing.
"Be gone!
Foolish mortal! Think you to turn war against its makers? We will feed upon every blow you land, every blood drop shed, every bone broken, and every skull severed. In battle, we were born, and for battle we exist. The ringing of your sword shall be a clarion to us, and in hosts uncountable, we will fight you. For each of us you fell, another shall be born, into war unending, battle without cease, to the end of the world and the universe beyond."
"The dead do not feed. When you are slain, you shall feast no more upon violence and rage. Cold shall be your deaths, for I will be heartless and pitiless, though my rage shall outmatch yours."
"The beasts of war cannot be vanquished. Great may be your fury, yet the harder you fight, the stronger we shall become. There is not a blade forged by man or god that does not belong to us. Every life you take shall be a life dedicated to us, and your victories will be as hollow as your defiance."
"Why would you discourage me from such? It is fear I contend. No might of mortal or immortal can stand against Vol's darkest creation. No stronghold in the world or in the realms beyond can hold against its power. Bring on your unending war, and I will end it! I shall throw down your brazen gates and topple your iron towers!
Heed our warning! Turn back!
But the rainfall grew lighter as Indrognir flew on, till the Phoenix King flew in clear skies again.